Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show. Because, well, this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to connect with an empathetic ear, which makes it so easy for her to get to the heart of people's vision, goals, and passion. So I'm super excited to introduce Michelle Malo. Now, Michelle can best be described as a force of nature. She delivers an appetite for sanity to entrepreneurs and corporate go-getters needing to make a change in their lives and businesses. She's known as a mindset shifter, a mission-driven change agent with a gift for quickly diagnosing the problem areas and setting the course for growth, diving deep into what is holding them back and why they continue to do the same things over and over, expecting a different result, which of course is insanity. Now, Michelle's ability to consistently return brands to their iconic status has earned her the moniker, the Restoration Specialist. Now, she carries her restorative approach forward as a coach and corporate consultant, creating breakthroughs for individuals and teams as a speaker, motivating audiences all over the world, and as an author and mentor who empowers others to confidently live a life without regrets and live life like their hair is on fire. Well, welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping people really blast through those mental barriers that are keeping them playing small. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I'm so excited to share it to hopefully help other people.
Yeah. And, you know, Michelle, I just have to ask you, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your consulting work?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question because I was a corporate executive working for companies such as Barilla, Kellogg's, Kraft, doing branding all over the US and some international work also. And I also was the most unhealthy 28-year-old you'll ever meet. I was over 310 pounds.
Wow.
I literally had to call into work fat because literally threw my back out trying to just get out of bed.
Oh, geez.
Now, when you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, and especially in my younger days, like I said, 28, I would like to climb that age now, but not quite. But and to call your, to have to actually call in because I had everything going for me in a career perspective, but yet I wasn't able to take care of my health. Mm-hmm. And fast forward a little bit, and what I decided was enough was enough, and I lost over 170 pounds.
Nice.
And with that, I really felt like I could connect with folks to help them get their lives back. So my first venture was actually, I was a personal trainer and health coach. That is actually where it started. But we'll get into it because it's been quite the journey. Because what you just described and where I started, where I left corporate was two different missions.
Right. I see. Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, you obviously listened to some very loud wake-up calls that were happening with regard to your health and that you were obviously not doing what you wanted to be doing. So yeah, that's fantastic that you honored that message and made that shift, even though it sounded like you were in a great career.
Yeah, I really was. I mean, I enjoyed what I did in terms of the technical aspect, so the branding and working with teams and mentoring young folks coming through the different corporate jobs I had. But literally where I felt like I had the most impact is when people are like, how did you do that? Or I would see people struggling in their self-confidence and image. And I felt like I could actually help move people's lives forward versus making the quarterly, you know, sales, which is, we're about sales here, but mm-hmm. I'd rather have an ROI on people's lives.
Yeah, that is so powerful that you connected with that real passion within yourself, that it's bigger than just helping the corporation. It's helping the individual. So, well, how long have you had your consulting practice here, and has your business mission or vision evolved during this time? And I know you already mentioned you started out really in the health and wellness as a personal trainer. And now we're into this, you know, really blasting down the mental barriers. So can you walk us through that journey a little bit?
Yes, of course. I've actually been doing this over 10 years, which I can't believe it. But the first 4 years is when I was doing the health and wellness piece.
Okay.
And what I was finding was that most of my clients were actually my corporate peers.
Oh, interesting.
So when I was making, you know, again, I was doing hours for dollars. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard for you, especially as I was getting older. It's like, my goodness, I'm getting up at 5 a.m. and then I'm working 6 days a week and then sitting down at 8 p.m.
Right.
You know, making, you know, so much an hour. And what I was really doing, though, is it was mostly women. I had a few righteous brothers that I worked with. Mm-hmm. But because they were corporate, I was looking at either their resumes to help them if they were doing a career shift. I was helping them with strategic planning. Mm-hmm. I was like, my goodness, I think I might be able to do a little bit better if I actually start consulting, not only to help them on a personal note, but also to help them achieve more in business so that they have someone outside the company that they can be completely honest with, and I can help them through, you know, any kind of challenges they may have with teams or bosses or just looking at how they can grow their competencies.
So how long, so do the math here, Wendy. Okay, so that's about 6 years then that you've been in that role.
Yeah, that I did the shift. I was doing a little bit of a hybrid of it for a little bit because not only was I a trainer, but I also did corrective exercise. So I worked with a lot of seniors and folks that had MS and were starting to lose their balance, to really try to strengthen and make sure they could be as mobile and as independent for as long as possible. Mm-hmm. So those folks had my heart. And until I was able and convinced that they were on a place that I could leave and they were taken care of, I held on to a few of those for a couple years after that. So solidly doing this probably 4 years on its completely on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And
sense this little drop in your energy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, again, we talked about, you know, big thing I do in my company and with my clients is I need you to be open and honest, because that's all I'll ever be with you is vulnerable to let you know it's okay. Okay. So my big joke, because I told you about the weight loss, is I'll try to break the ice with, you know, how do you lose 185 pounds in one day?
Oh gosh.
A divorce. Yep. Yeah. Now that was one of the biggest roadblocks I had. I was with my ex-husband for almost 20 years, you know, so it wasn't anything lightly, but when I left corporate and I was making a good salary, benefits, you know, traveling the whole nine yards, and he agreed, he supported me in doing the entrepreneurial role. Not really.
No.
Because once he started to see that it was going to take some investment and it was going to maybe take some coaching and some things to get it started, you know, all the, because again, it was fitness. So I had to buy all this equipment. I was going to people's homes. And then I switched into the corporate consulting piece of it. And he's like, why don't you just go back to work? And I support you. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, he was a narcissist. Mm-hmm. And it explained a lot. Like, I couldn't understand why I wasn't happy. You know, really, was it the corporate job? No, as I came to find out, it really was the fact that I had a partner that was not supportive, that made me second guess myself, my image, my self-worth, walking on eggshells. So it wasn't until I decided that I needed to put myself first, that I needed to put everything into this business without trying. So I was throwing money at things because I was going to prove to him this was going to, you know, be as good as my corporate thing, right? Mm-hmm. But when you start to throw money at things and you're trying so hard, you're missing the point.
Right.
And you're doing things you wouldn't normally do. You're making bad decisions because you're knee-jerking, because you want to prove you can do this, where if you just would have stayed in your superpower mm-hmm. and in your genius and let things evolve and surround yourself with people who are supportive, and I don't mean just family and friends. I'm talking, like, I'm not good at accounting. I'll be the first one to tell you that. I know that the principles of it, but the inner workings, not so much. So who could you get and be a small team to help you make sure this is successful? And that's super, super important. But that was the biggest roadblock I had, because I don't like to fail. But one of my biggest lessons and what I teach my clients is that failing is what gets you back up every single day, because it's not failure, it's learning.
Right. Yeah. And that's a great mindset shift right there. And I, you know, I'm just curious, you mentioned, you know, having to go from, you know, this feeling of low self-worth and, you know, this wake up call that happened where you realized, you know what, I'm not putting myself first and I really need to do that. How did you get to that place of realizing I need to put myself first? Was there anything any technique, or did that just suddenly pop into your head? You know, that realization.
I have some of the most beautiful, wonderful friends on the planet.
Nice.
Right. And the thing was, is they had been telling me, and it includes my mom and my grandma, you know, and when I finally had the courage to leave, I can't even begin to explain how many people said, it's about time.
They saw it way before you did. Yeah.
They did, but they were respectful because, again, it was my husband.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't want to say, you know, because, again, when you're in a narcissistic relationship, you're the last one to see it. Cause you know, folks will say, well, why'd you stay in an abusive relationship? I didn't realize it was abusive. Cause it wasn't all bad.
Yeah. Right.
It you know, no, I don't want to make him out to be as, you know, he never touched me. It was never anything like that, but it was just the small things that over 20 years, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, yeah. and a lot of my friends said he made them uncomfortable, and I would go to parties alone because he wouldn't want to go, and I would just have more fun, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I had a dear friend say to me, you are not the same person that shows up as Michelle as you are when you are his wife.
Right. Yeah.
So he comes with me, I'm a totally different person. I have to watch what I say. I, you know, time to go, you know, do you need a glass of wine, and just mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so that was the biggest thing. And again, full honesty, I went to therapy because I couldn't figure out why I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And my therapist did the same thing when I finally said that I filed for divorce. He literally threw his clipboard in the air and he goes, we're done. I was like, really?
He goes, right off. Yeah.
Well, it's just so funny because he said, he goes, I needed you to get there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, of course.
I can't tell you that. No one can tell you that. You have to get there and own the decision because you're going to own that life after.
Right. And that's kind of the, you know, how you work with people. You help them get to that point where they have those breakthroughs. And obviously, you know, that's your expertise is helping them create breakthroughs so that they can really live a life without regrets. You know, I love that, but I'm curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business, which is obviously quite a bit different in terms of skill sets? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I lead
skill sets that you weren't born with, right?
That and, like I said, that and accounting. I'll always, yeah, that was never my thing. I was always the person that got in trouble for talking too much and struggled with the math thing, you know, but I love talking and helping people. And when I see folks light up, that's what gives me and drives my passion. Just, if I could, just a quick story. I had a client, she was top 24 on American Idol. She was a single mom, but the music thing just wasn't taking off and she had lost hope. Now, again, this is very, very compressed, right? I started to work with her and, you know, she was having problems getting out of bed in the morning, but she was one of the strongest moms and of character. And she said, she goes, I need to get my passion back for music because the whole American Idol and all that stuff really just didn't go well. And she, it didn't turn out well. And I said to her, is that, trying to probe, is that it? And she had no money. And again, this is the sales part. So I'm kind of bringing it back around.
Okay.
I gave her basically a program for free because she was a struggling mom and she did everything from relocation services to, she drove a truck. She would gig once in a while on the weekends, all this kind of stuff. And fast forward, you know, I got paid and you know, my heart's happy, but I never actually closed a sale. But I will tell you the result of me working with her as she actually worked with on the movie Empire, the TV show.
Yeah.
And she is now the voiceover for Walmart.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah. Amazing. It's amazing. And she's gigging and she's back in the band and she was able to actually quit those jobs and the music career. And she used, so my point being is that being able to use, I told her sometimes singing and all that, but how else can you use your voice?
Right.
And she was able to find it. But I didn't realize my worth all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was giving myself away. So that's where I struggle with sales is I care too much. I'm kidding, but I'm not really, but that's where you struggle.
Yeah. And that part of, you know, your mission and your vision and how you're driven is why people love working with you. Right. But it's not going to put food on the table. That's not going to keep the lights on. That's not going to, you know,
right.
keep the bank off your back, you know, about your home mortgage. So obviously that is an area that is not sustainable, even though right. it makes your heart warm. And you know, this is a very common situation. And I would love to provide you with a little bit on the spot coaching if you'd like.
Oh, 100%. I am always, learning. Yes, please.
Well, there's a couple different things that come up for me as you were talking. And the one is that this is your zone of genius. And this information is just, it's so ready to just gush out and help people. You know, it's just like, you know, it's just like this well that is 200 feet deep, you know, it just is goes on and on with this vast knowledge that you have to really empathically hear people, understand what's going to really connect the dots for them and bring that passion back into their lives. And it's just, this all just comes to you so naturally and it just gushes, you know, like a geyser. And so it's difficult for you to just, okay, up, stop, you know, because you're enjoying the process and they're obviously soaking it in. And so it becomes this situation where it's unbridled. And, you know, because we don't really know how powerful our zones of genius are because we live with it all the time, right? It's just like, it's just who I am. But for someone else who is clueless or doesn't have that clarity, is a nicer way to say it, about their passion or their alignment with their career choice or barriers they're putting up for themselves, for them, it's like, oh my God, I just got so much information. I can see how this probably, I'm guessing, Michelle, works against you in your enrollment conversations as well, because my guess is that people tend to get to the end of the conversation and they're just so full of this wealth of information. They're like, man, this is a lot. Thank you. And so even though in your mind, there's still so much more for them, this has been phenomenal and you know, thanks for your help. And so that also makes it difficult for you to say, well, don't you want to work with me? You know,
because oh my gosh, yes.
You're like, no, I'm done. I'm good. This has been powerful. You know, this is just amazing. You're awesome. You're incredible. Thank you. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, there's so much more that we can do together. And then it gets awkward and, you know, you've lost your footing and, you know, that's the end of that. Oh, well, you know, my heart is full though, right. But oh, well, you know, Chase Bank is just gonna have to wait another month, which is not healthy. We're talking about health and wellness here, trying to get back to that cornerstone. So the thing that really helps in understanding this tendency where you do want to give and give and give is to just create a parameter at the very beginning or pre-framing the conversation so that your prospective client understands, you know, I'm going to do my best here to really dive in deep and find out what some of the things are that are creating those barriers for you and, you know, blah, blah, blah. These, of course, are your words. And so you pre-frame it in terms of, okay, we're going to find out what the gaps are. We're going to find out where you're feeling some challenges. I'm going to provide a technique that is going to help you. But what I'd love to do is just find out what your big term vision is. What are your bigger goals? What do you really want to achieve? And see if there might be a good fit in working together. And of course, this is just one approach. You know, it just depends on how you've set up this conversation. But, and so by pre-framing it, you're doing that for your own benefit, right? You're kind of reminding yes. yourself, oh, that's right. This is what I'm going to do. Give them one technique, you know, right. a bigger picture here of what they really want to accomplish and see if it's a good fit to work together.
And so, I love that. Yeah.
Well, then it's everybody's on the same page. I feel I have sense within you, Michelle, that you just love to be, you know, we're just going to call it as it is. You know, there's no bluffs about this. You know, this is how this is going to go.
100%.
Great shooter. And so lean into that. You know, this is what this call all about. You know, we're going to find some common ground here. Probably going to figure out what's holding you back. We're going to talk about the bigger picture of what's possible. And if I think this is lining with my expertise, if it feels like a good fit, we'll talk about how we can work together. It's like, boom.
I like that because I get in, I dig in, and then it's that last part I don't do. Yeah, I mean, I gotten better at it, but I need to be more consistent with that close.
Yeah. And just the consistency with the boundary too, of what you're, you know, just remind yourself one technique, one little aha moment. That's it. Just one, because you know, you have this wealth of information that just is like, boom, we can go on and on, but for the benefit of everybody involved, you know, working with you on a long-term basis is how the transformation actually happens. It's not going to happen in this meeting. The long-term transformation is when we work more closely together, one-on-one, and we, you know, or however it is you work with people. And people fully expect that there's a rate, you know, there's an investment. So hopefully right. That's helped move the needle a little bit.
No, it 100% does. And I appreciate that counsel very much, because what I've also found is obviously when my clients invest in themselves, now they're invested in the process.
Oh yeah.
So absolutely. Yeah, if you give it away. Now that's not everybody. Like I you know, my story about my American Idol, like mm-hmm. she was full in, you know, and I still talk to her. I mean, I've been working with her on and off for years, but now, I mean, she called me Mama Melo. That was, mm-hmm. you know, she would call me. She's not that much younger than I am. And I appreciated that. But it also was a lesson for me that I really do help folks. So I am going to put that framework.
This is your profession. This is a bona fide profession. You don't ask a plumber to come over from ABC Plumbing Service and fix everything and walk out the door. No, you expect to pay him. Just owning the fact that this is a profession, you know, and stepping into that. It was different when you're working for a big corporation. And well, of course, it's a business. And that's why I'm branding for them so that they can generate revenue, of course. But then when you switch it to, well, I need to brand myself and generate revenue. There wasn't quite that continuity.
Right. And I teach people how to brand themselves. That's what's so crazy. So for entrepreneurs out there who get frustrated, you can do it all day long and your genius for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be able to turn it around on your on spotlight yourself.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
It's one of the hardest things to do. And I'm the first one to say that I've been on that struggle bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it does come in and out. And I know we're going to talk about a couple other things, but I'll explain what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know, and I'm just curious here, kind of leaning into how things have really shifted in the workforce and for careers, you know, the pandemic, right? It's pretty much put the economy upside down for certain industries. Other industries, it's booming, but, you know, a lot of workforce has been furloughed. People have lost their careers. They're receiving wake-up calls. It's like, wow, I'm working at home and this is actually pretty fun. And I love being kind of my own boss. Maybe I could figure out something to do here that's more tapped into what I like. And boom, here's Michelle. So can you talk a little bit about this impact on the work that you do and how people might be showing up differently?
Absolutely. And I joke, you know, the Friends episode where they're taking the couch and they're like, pivot. And as much as I hate that word, it's been a little bit overdone, but there's so much truth to that because it's almost the emphasis on the word that you really do have to look at everything through a different lens. Because at first, working with, you know, different organizations, I was the big reason why I used to live in Chicago and I moved to Arizona a couple months ago, actually, because I needed to be closer to the West Coast because that's where a lot of my speaking engagements and things were. And, you know, you look at the math, it's like, well, A, I need a new start from that, you know, the big divorce. It's like, okay, well, that's not a bad idea. And then you're saving money and expenses from not traveling. So I made all the arrangements and then COVID hits.
Mm, wow.
So there are no events.
Yeah.
Corporations are not having team building and they're not, you know, now I've done a lot of Zoom calls and podcasts and things like that. That's great, but it's just so much different of a dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have done is now a majority of what I'm doing is helping people in career transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, it's rewarding, but it's heartbreaking. I have a lot of gentlemen, actually, I have a lot of gentlemen in my client base right now that they haven't looked for a job in 30 years.
Mm.
And I had one gentleman, I mean, and he's the breadwinner. I mean, he broke down into tears. And I'm going to tell you, he's not a guy I think generally does that.
Right. Yeah.
But the fear is real. And so for me to be able to, because I'm a very, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm quite a positive person. And I get excited and I try to shift again the mindset. You know, the whole restoration specialist you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you don't need to reinvent because you're good just the way you are. It's just about restoring yourself to a mindset that knows that you might just have to look at things a little bit different, kind of bring the brightness and shine off what's always made you special.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you've done something for 30 years, when you dive into it, it might be something different. Maybe you don't want to retire, but you do want to start a business or you want to start to look at even a different function from what you were doing or a different industry that you're excited about. You know, if you were in insurance, maybe now you want to go, maybe not travel now because it's COVID, but you know, what is it that really excites you? I've shifted a lot of my content and all those sort of things to really cater to folks that are looking to restore their faith in themselves, but also to really take a look at rebranding themselves, relooking at themselves and really trying to find that light in what seems to be a little bit of darkness right now.
Oh yeah. A lot of darkness. And like you said, just that sense of despair and now what? My, you know, job of 20 years, 30 years has ended and just this sense of doom versus this light that you're able to shine on. I love that, you know, shine on really their zones of genius. You know, I love that. Obviously, that's one of my core beliefs is that everybody has that zone of genius. But oftentimes, when there's been a big shift in the economy or COVID,
yeah, right.
We forget that we have a zone of genius. So that's, yeah, I love that. Well, Michelle, how do you work with professionals and teams of people who want to break through those barriers that are preventing them from really exponentially growing their potential? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and approach?
Absolutely. You know, the biggest thing is to get to the core of what drives people. And this happens a lot when I'm out speaking and folks will meet me. Can I, do you have 5 minutes or whatnot? And they have this idea of what they should be doing, not what they want. I the have to's, the should have's, I try to get that out of people's language. Right. Because I look for what lights them up. You know, again, what's your genius? If it's midnight and someone's calling you because you're the only one that can help them with whatever X is, whatever problem is, what is that?
Wow.
What is that? And then when they say that, body language, their facial expressions, their tonality and their speaking changes.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're on to something, whether it would be the next job search, whether it's starting a business, you know, and there's a lot that goes into all of that. But the core of it is that you really need to understand what lights you up again, right? Because, you know, you don't, if you're happy, you don't work a day in your life, right? That whole saying. And not that you still got to make money, you still got to do things like that, but.
It doesn't feel like work. It feels like just, you know, fulfilling work that is inspirational and, you know, aligned. So, yeah.
And getting them out of that hopeless, like, you know, why did this happen? Why is this going on? And getting them into the mindset, again, restoring faith in there's a reason and an opportunity here to either restore your brilliance, restore your drive for life, you know, and living in now versus there's so many possibilities. So let's look at it that way. And then once I'm able to get people there, and, you know, I did that with dysfunctional teams too, right? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we get each other to work together? It's by that empathetic ear. It's about really, truly listening. And when you get there and you hear it, you feel their spark, and that's where you decide which road you go down, or what I call, because I was in like the food industry for over 20 years. And that is, you know, the menu to success, or what I call my program, the success menus, right?
Yeah. I love that. Oh, that is fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, I would love for you. I like I said, the success menus is the program, but I actually have a website that's called themindsetmenu.com.
Okay.
And if you go to that page and there's a little, you know, box, you know, just sign up for some time with me. I actually, now you're going to laugh because about giving my stuff away. but I actually have more of a
way.
Yeah. But I actually have a very methodical way to make sure that I am the right person. So I'm the first one to say that's not my wheelhouse. I'm very honest, but I know a lot of people. You know, so it's like, so if I'm not the right person, I have other folks that might be, mm-hmm. but the only way we're going to find out is if I truly can provide a little bit of value. And actually I do 2 free coaching sessions.
Oh, wow.
Yep. 2. That's the first one is to really dig in to find out if we're a good fit and if you would like to work with me. Mm-hmm. And to also show the value I can bring, and not all of it, right? Right. Like, yes. You know, free. But then also, and if you found value, then we'll schedule a second time. And again, because a big part of that is accountability, and to be able to have a little bit of homework so you can dig in to see, you know, what you really want. And then I hold you accountable for that homework. And then, you know, then we have a conversation, and hopefully we can see if we can move you to the next stage of your life. I'm so excited about it, but it's,
like I said, fantastic.
themindsetmenu.com, and I'll send you a calendar link, and we'll get you all set up to have a conversation.
Oh, that's, yeah, I love that. And very generous of you. themindsetmenu.com, correct?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
H-E. Okay. Fantastic. So, and they could just navigate through and find that button to sign up and grab a couple of sessions with you, or at least the first one. So
at least the first one. So it's like,
good.
I have almost everyone come back. So
I would imagine. Well, Michelle, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time. So in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or even doubting their ability to succeed?
The first thing I will tell you is surround yourself by people who believe in you.
Nice.
Because you need, because your net, right? You've heard this, your network is your net worth. Mm-hmm. And the folks that surround you are the ones that are going to lift you up, especially when you're doubting. Because I don't care what anyone says, no matter what you see, because everyone's doing Zooms and you got the Tony Robbins and all these guys, how to make millions of dollars, you know, tomorrow. Okay, give it time. Right. And believe in yourself and keep going to events and keep plugging away, because the more often, like I said, you're not failing, you're learning. And I want folks, again, that's that mindset shift is, well, that didn't, because I've had so many of those, well, that didn't work, you know, kind of thing. And that's okay. I invested myself. I have coaches in different aspects of what I do, because I know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to put yourself out there, be vulnerable, a little bit of money out there. So find someone who's going to help you shorten that learning curve, so you're not throwing good money after bad because you're not sure of direction. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that little bit of investment up front is ginormous. And you want to always assess, you know, what is the risk of a decision? And then what is the potential reward? So, you know, taking a look at that, right. I call it the three R's, like, you know, you kind of want to roar. So it's the risk. What is that? But what is the potential reward of doing it? Because you never want to live with regret.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is exactly what you help others to lean into, that, let's see, live life without regrets and live like your hair is on fire.
Yeah. And when I say that, people are like, I don't mean, again, insanity and you're knee jerking. I don't mean it like that. I want you to think of it as live in the now and say yes more than you say no, but take a look at what those yeses are. Be critical about what you're doing. Because again, what you give attention to, you know, is what you amplify.
Yeah.
So, but everyone always laughs at me because they ask me like, well, where are you? Where's Waldo? You know, I'm jumping on airplanes, you know, I drive race cars, I ride a Harley, and folks are like, really? I said, yes, because I love living life. Yeah. And that's why this COVID thing's been hard for me, because I'm a people person and I'm out there and I'm doing things. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment. But again, when you have all those good people around you and you start to feel like you're in a funk, you have someone you can call on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've given about four different phrases, golden nuggets of wisdom here that are, every one of them is just so powerful. Just, you know, failing is not failing. It's learning, and surround yourself with the people who you believe in. Your net worth is your network. The three R's. What was the third one? Risk, reward, and return?
No regret. You don't want to have any regret.
Okay. So I got the two R's and then I lost the third one. So.
But you were roaring. So you got to take it from within and just let it out there. But yeah, you always never want to live without regret. Sometimes you just got to take a chance on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all amazing. This has just been, it's just been great. Just hearing about your journey from your first career within corporate, you know, where you're helping these major corporations really refine their branding so they can get out there and make millions and the success and all of this. And then realizing that, hey, you know what? Michelle is not happy here. This is not working. And then going through that whole rediscovery, restorative moment with yourself in terms of, hey, maybe it's bigger than my career. Maybe it's actually my partner. And that whole just breaking down all those elements that weren't serving you. And then boom. Now, this important work you're doing as a restorative specialist, as you call yourself, really diving deep into what's holding business professionals and their teams back and the why. Why? You know, what is holding them back and why? And then giving them the tools that they need to confidently and clearly live their lives without regrets. I just, you know, I've just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
It has been my pleasure and I've really enjoyed it. And hopefully one or two of those things will really resonate with folks and help.
Absolutely. I know that they will. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Michelle Malo at themindsetmenu.com. And I'd take her up on that coaching session and the follow-up one as well. It sounds like it's very powerful. And from what you've heard, she has a lot of expertise and is willing to share. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Michelle Malo. And as always, here's to your success.